Some of Prague's best-known historical landmarks, such as Břevnov Monastery and Troje Chateau, have this week been filled with the sound of old music. The current Letní slavnosti staré hudby, or early music festivities, are the 8th, and this year the focus is mainly on French music and theatre. Ruth Frankova has more.
Lovers of old music and historical architecture have a unique opportunity to enjoy both at the same time. The Festival of Early Music brings together beautiful architecture with music of various historical styles performed on period instruments. Visitors can hear well-known composers such as Bach or Vivaldi, as well as some unique and rarely performed pieces of music. Jana Semerádová is the artistic director of the festival.
Jak už název napovídá, tak jedná se o starou hudbu a letošní...
As the title suggests, the festival is focused on old music and the underlying theme of this year is journeying through centuries. But we won't be travelling back too far, we'll mostly stay in the 17th and 18th centuries. This year, the festival offers several thematic series, French music and theatre, music and dance and music as such, meaning concerts.
A samozřejmě hudba jako taková koncerty.
Jana Semerádová also explains why it is the French style that dominates the majority of this year's productions.
Volba padla na francouzskou hudbu, poněvadž celkově se...
We chose French music because we focused on France before and because we've been cooperating with the festival in Sablé. They've been sending some leading artists to the Czech Republic and sponsoring their concerts. In previous years, we've had an opportunity to hear artists such as Jarouski, and one of the biggest stars this year is Gérard Lenne.
Ale to právě máme hvězdu Gérarda Lenna.
The famous French countertenor has come to Prague with a very special program, French and Italian music, which was performed at the court of Louis XIV. Another highlight of the festival will be a Renaissance spectacle presented by Polish dance ensemble from Krakow. The performance is inspired by Da Vinci's painting Lady with Ermine and a historical dance piece for which Leonardo da Vinci designed costumes and stage. One of the most interesting productions will be presented on the last day of the festivities.
Na závěr festivalu bude taková lahůdka.
The icing on the cake will come at the end of the festival. It's a performance based on Molière's comedy Scapin's Skullduggery. Three French actors specializing in Baroque gesture and recitation will present their performance accompanied by three Czech musicians. It's modern interpretation based on the Baroque foundation of this unique work of art by Molière.
Barokních základech tohoto jedinečného díla Molièrova.
The French musical and theatrical group will also stage La Fontaine's Fables. To keep the spirit of the period, both of the pieces will be presented by candlelight. Those who prefer to stay under the open sky can visit the intimate performance by the Czech ensemble Collegium Marianum, staged in the beautiful Vrbovská zahrada garden, or make a trip out of Prague to the castle in Dobříš. The festival comes to a close on the 8th of August.